Dance Fans Radio,
Australia's dumbest podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 And the ugly cowgirl.
I know. Okay, we have to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Well, they get it.
Well, they get half of it. This is Adam McCoy's. Demi was sitting on my lap as we were talking, and I started moving my legs, so she started looking like she was on a horse.
Yeah.
And then just and giving her a little song.
Yeah.
And then, well, everybody knew things was going to change when the ugliest cowgirl they'd ever seen rode into town.
And then I just give a very gentle tip of the hat, smiling.
Well, the ugliest howdy. Cowgirl in the West.
My horse starts vomiting.
Yeah, whenever it catches you in. It's big eyes on the side of its head.
Big eyes on the side of its head. So it looks to the right, but it's looking to the back.
The horse sees you and then like winces and then goes and pops its eyes out the front of its head.
So it doesn't have to look at me anymore.
You know what? Maybe keeping an eye out for predators isn't all it's cracked up to be. Yeah, if I have to see this hag.
You stay behind me, actually. And can you tell whoever's kicking me back there to stop it?
Hey, I know you wouldn't be doing that because you're my friend.
Somebody's kicking me.
Some sort of devil is at my side. Someone keeps throwing shoes at my side.
Someone keeps throwing shoes at my side, just the back of the shoes.
I know it couldn't be you. You're the carrot man.
Yeah.
But somebody kicked the horse.
You're a woman? That's what it says after it calls me a man. It's like, wait, what? Then it, smokes a cigarette.
Yep.
Oh, fuck, I'd love... Damn it, I didn't know how badly I wanted to see that.
You know what the bad thing about a horse smoking a cigarette is?
What?
It would fit so perfectly in the cleft of its hoof.
Oh, been watching a lot of horse hoof and
you
cow hoof.
You are ill.
Huh? What? I've been watching a lot of hoof trimming videos, like people cleaning horse hoofs and trimming cow hoofs.
Mm.
Hey. Ugh.
Yeah, we can't be letting these guys tread on the floor if that's what they're going to get in there.
Nah.
Yucko. Yeah, the hoof cleaning videos, here's how I know I can't go down that rabbit hole. Hearing the idea of a hoof cleaning video is giving me like endorphin release.
Yeah.
Because I've seen like a clip of them on TikTok, I haven't opened that app in fucking months because it scares me.
I've been getting some extremely interesting TikToks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of big-assed women, as far as I can tell.
Well,
and then, like, okay, so here's Demi's TikTok
feed. I send them to you.
Yes. As far as I can tell, it is a beautiful gay woman dancing energetically sexual.
Okay.
A parrot demonstrating what I would call a Demi level of intellect.
A knowledge of materials, yes.
Yes.
Glass.
And then, like, a cat falling into a tub.
Yes.
Yeah.
But.
Huh?
There's also a man that I follow now. I think the name of the TikTok... I mean, it'll be self-explanatory when I tell you what the TikTok's... I believe the name of the account is Stairwell Farts.
Oh, yeah.
And what he does is go into different stairwells and...
Whoa, slow down. In English, Doc.
Okay. what the big old boy do today go to Upground?
Oh, okay, now I'm following. You can go back to normal. Thank
okay.
You.
And tootie from him booty.
Oh, man.
Like a flutie for Mootie. Mootie is me.
Oh, hello,
Mootie. So he just goes into, like, echoey stairwells and just, like, does a big...
Let's it rip in
does
there.
A big crap ghost.
Damn.
In this stairwell. It's really good because he's just kind of like, plip, plap, plip, plap. You hear like his sandals flapping on the ground. And then
of
like.
Of course the piggies are out to play.
Oh, yeah.
For the echoing fart man.
Hey, I just need to gas my pigs.
Hey.
Do you mind if I gas my pigs in this stairwell?
Hi. Sorry. I was just hanging out in the stairwell and I noticed there's a sandal shop in here. Do you have anything that lets everyone know that I don't care how I look or how I affect their lives?
Whoa. Slow down, professor.
Okay, this is a new thing we're going to be doing to each other
okay,
every
again,
second of the
English.
Day. Pick up a napkin and a salt shaker. This is the man.
We are going to need a lot of paper plates and pencils in this house if we're going to keep doing this bit. All right, Poindexter. And you're saying that's your bum bum hole in English.
Makes sound. I thought the thing made poo. Let's dumb it down for those of us who didn't go to college, Doc.
Right, it's my rooty tooty kabooty.
Okay,
all right. Where my pooty go from.
No, is that so hard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm so smart.
I've been now getting to a point, which is worrying, where YouTube is starting to recommend me on the front page videos with like 37 views.
No, you've been getting to a point, kind of been on this podcast.
So that's someone getting a beautiful new throwing stone delivered right into their glass house. Unwrapping it. Testing it in the hand.
Nice weight.
Boy, I'm sure this thing will really fly.
Gently touch the tip of my tongue to the throwing stone. And that's your house?
Interesting.
Oh, it's my house. A lot of windows on it.
Your house is the one made of brick, and yet I sight some structural flaws with the windows, which, lest my eyes deceive me.
The pig that nobody really talked to in the story of the three pigs, their stepbrother lived in a glass house and he was a cunt.
Yeah. The wolf.
Cool house. What's that made out of? A brick?
Oh, God. And he's just walking around in there naked. Everyone else is walking around naked too because they're pigs. But with him, he's like, ugh.
He's walking around
naked. You can
tell
he wants to be seen.
But he's put on a tie. So he's like emphasizing his pigly nakedity.
Walking into a house as a pig, putting on a pair of underpants and swiftly taking them off so everyone knows.
I want to be like this.
I know I shouldn't.
He's got
be.
A pair of wire fronts, but he's used a little pocket and he's stuck his dick out through the front of it. So he's like, yeah, I'm covering my bunghole, but my dick is out through the little dick pocket.
I'm not a filthy little pig. I just want you to look at my thing. My corkscrew little thing.
I'm a filthy medium pig.
Be cool if there was a pig that doesn't get talked about because he just was like, well, I'll build a house that's completely impenetrable and then just accidentally builds an oven. The most delicious pig of all.
I'm building my house out of bricks. I'm building my house out of sticks. I'm building my house out of straw. I'm building my house out of child bones.
Okay. Chill out.
Trevor.
Trevor.
Are you digging up the child bones? I'll be making them, Trevor.
No, Trevor. Come on. Trevor. Buddy, we can't. That's not going to pass code.
I wish I could grow some new bones. You know this about me.
I know that about you.
I think we've talked about animal ghosts before.
Mm.
How sad is it, though, that maybe there's a happy pig nipping at our heels, trying to get our attention that we can't see?
I mean, I think if a pig exists as a ghost, I think the pig is just feeling neutral. I can't picture the pig indulging in any activity. I think you just like look over and there's a pig just like, hey.
I like how they begin talking once they die too.
And then you look away and you're like, what? And he's gone.
Oh, I thought he would be maybe a little bit closer. Do you have games on your floor?
No, because like he doesn't give a shit about you. You know,
he's not interested in me. But maybe
anything from
you. But maybe I have something he wants.
Do you have games on your floor? It's funny.
Yeah, he doesn't know really what a phone is, but he knows a heck of a lot about the floor.
I know. I need to find something.
I find it.
Sorry.
What?
Just noticing a pig, like a pig ghost, being like, ah! And the pig being like, hey, check this out, and just like. Like raises up off the ground.
Yeah, just hovers into the roof and then you never see it again. And it's the only ghost experience you ever have.
I did it again.
And he does it to the whole, and nobody talks about it in our entire like block of apartments, but it's happened to all of us.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's coming out of the ground though, because he's going to the next apartment up.
Hey, check this out. I'm in the middle of doing it. Goodbye.
I'm not even stopping in your house. What? What are you? I didn't see the start of this.
God damn, they are smart.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Here's a fun thought that I had about a pig just now. any acknowledgement or...
And we're all go for Demi. And I think the runway's clear for most interesting woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Here I come.
She's ready to go.
So it's weird to think of, you know how a pig, you think of them, it's like a little fat table.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like their head sort of, they don't have like, you know, a horse's head sort of goes up. It's got neck and then the head on it. And it's like, yeah, I get that. The head is on the end of the neck. With a pig, it's kind of like the neck seems to almost just go forward. It barely, the head doesn't really clear its shoulders all that much.
It feels like the pig is all... On one level.
One level.
There's no attempt to gain the higher ground to look out for predators easier.
So it's weird to imagine a pig looking upwards, but the pig can just like sit its booty down and then it's kind of looking up, right?
Yes.
And then the thought that I had was, what the fuck? How's a pig going to look down? High heels.
Mm.
Well, so if the pig needs to look at the ground, it puts on its fuck me shoes on the back hooves.
Demi, unfortunately, pigs are already kind of wearing high heels.
Yeah, but on all
of... They're some of the most high-heeled animals.
Okay, Tom, you're not fucking paying attention. It's only putting them on the back.
No.
You don't listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's only putting them on the back. That way, it's tipping its hiney up. And it's looking at the ground.
It would be really cool to see a pig look over its shoulder.
Fuck, that would be so nice.
Hey.
Hi.
Kind of worried how much joy the idea of a pig saying, hey, is bringing me right now.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's worrying.
Because do you know why? We're going to be doing this around the house and we're both going to know that we think we're pigs.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're going to be doing that. We've been finding new ways to kind of annoy each other.
You don't annoy me.
Hmm. I think I do.
No.
For example, last night when you were hanging out with Cassie and I came downstairs and you said, oh, Tom, Cassie's here. And I said, oh, has she met Captain Jack Sparrow? I would say that classifies as annoying you.
Yeah.
and then trying to make a thing. Yeah, no, we're reclaiming it.
We're reclaiming it. He doesn't deserve it.
The fans are taking back.
We're taking it back.
Captain Jack.
He doesn't have to ruin it for us. Savvy.
You will always remember this as the day you almost ruined Captain Jack Sparrow.
Thank you so much, Anonymous, for the 5 community gift subs. Savvy? Egregious fuck up. Thank you so much for the gift sub to Libtron.
God damn. Everyone excited for Captain Jack Sparrow month.
We're raiding Travis McElroy.
Oh boy, what a guy!
Mm.
What a guy that Captain Jack is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that's annoying. You have got kind of a different way of being annoying, which is
I don't think I've annoyed you ever.
You have multiple times. Often it's because you're kind of doing a thing where I go to bed and I want to immediately go to sleep, and you kind of
and
do
I
a
let
thing,
you do that.
No. You do a thing where around, I would say, like maybe 10 p.m. or so, you some nights are made to party. Some nights you will go to bed around 10 p.m. or so and just be like, I'm going to sleep. And then I will kind of hear TikToks distantly playing for 4 to 5 hours.
No.
And then it will be time for me to go to bed.
Well, I only go on TikTok for about 20 minutes because then I get like madder than I think anyone's ever been and then I turn it off.
It's a really bad place. Mm. But then I will go to bed and the difference is I want to immediately fall unconscious.
Ah.
And you have spent your time in bed essentially powering up.
So why don't you just tell me that you want to go to sleep?
I multiple times have.
Huh?
And you have kind of climbed on top of me and just started poking at my armpits and mouth.
Okay. I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Well, it does happen.
I don't think so.
It is really interesting. I wonder if that would never happen to Captain Jack.
Ooh. Oh, one thing that I've been enjoying doing to you is Scary Woman, which is me going, grr.
I like Scary Woman.
Grr.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Babe, calm down.
Grr.
Oh, geez, come on.
Grr.
Growling.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Tell you what I did today, Demi.
I'm not interested.
Pretend.
Ah, all right.
Good.
It's too hard.
Even for me, the world's greatest act. Res. No, I did a little. Okay, now I'm scared that we are. Audible through our walls.
I've heard people through that vent there.
Yeah, that's really
bad. On the street.
Huh?
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good because that means people on the street can hear us saying diddle diddle do.
Anyway, I did this.
Why are you in kabuki makeup?
I'm not. No.
No. Like, I thought you were going to bringing it up. I thought you were going to bringing it up and it, like, you're being edgy or whatever, but why? You haven't said anything about it.
Don't do this.
It's, I mean.
Of the two of us, you are far more likely to do your little makeup.
No.
I went to a.
Stop bowing at me, please.
Come on.
What?
I went to work today.
It's not even meant to be chopsticks in your hair. You know that they're different cultural
things. You need to move on. You need to move on and you need to grow
up. I do.
You're
not,
you need to do better.
You're not good enough for me.
No. I went to this work today and I was running like.
Pull your hands apart.
Just on time. All right. My hands are.
And I think the lipstick should actually reach the edges of your mouth. I don't think you've done it.
Shut up.
Okay.
I needed to get some food before I went to this job that I had.
Is that why there's so much sushi here? Oh,
you
gonna pour me some
tea? Spread
out
on my naked body, Demi.
Ah, ooh, okay. Now the bit's different. I'm gonna eat that bit of sashimi right off of your cunt.
That's such a funny. I mean, what a practice.
I think we need to throw a party one day and have a sushi lady.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be marvelous?
Yeah.
And not at all funny once she actually gets here.
I think we could do it with what's Dave Harmon's schedule like? Let's spread some fish on that little guy.
I'll put a burger in his bum.
Slapping some just pastrami on him. There we go. Corned beef on you.
Their kid is going to be so small.
Anyway, I got this sandwich on my way to this gig. I bought a chicken sandwich from a cafe, and I was like running a little, like not running a bit late, but I was like, oh, I need to get to the place as soon as possible. When the guy asked me that question that we all love to be asked at a cafe after buying a sandwich, toasted or not toasted, and I said not toasted, and he said, it's pretty cold. I said, oh, that's okay. I need to be at this place immediately, so I got to like eat it right now. He said, okay, well, I'm going to charge you 50 cents less. Because the chicken sandwich is very cold. I got the chicken sandwich and I just in a bag. It's rare that I've bought a meal that makes the person selling the meal pity me.
Aww.
But what's maybe worse to me is the fact that when I bit into it, I was like, this to me is a normal sandwich. Like the sandwich that he had clearly looked at and been like, nobody, not even a dog. Would eat this if I did not toast it.
Okay, so first of all, he didn't know that you suck off a Yeti every single hour of every day.
And that's something you think I do.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Why your mouth is always so cold, and that's why you don't notice when your chicken sandwich is a bit chilly.
You don't value me.
I don't.
Oh. Damn, I didn't want her to realize that.
Huh. Why did I say that?
Hey, why am I here?
Now she knows.
Damn. But yeah, it was, I don't know, you ever have that moment where you like buy something from a cafe? And I thought the sandwich was going to be bad.
Mm.
And it was bad, but it was an acceptable level of bad. Like it was, I would say probably, and this is like the point of no return for me, worse than a Subway sandwich.
Wow.
Because you've just been sitting there.
Well, I used to have a pretty goated Subway sandwich order.
I'm going to need to know it.
Okay, so I would go in there. I'd be like, hey.
I would be like, put the money in the bag.
Put the money in the bag. My bag, mine, and my money. Put my money in my bag.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That idiot. Now I don't have to organize all my money.
I don't have to move my hands at all.
Okay. Please go on about your order.
Put my money in my bag, please.
Hey, Subway order 66, huh?
Exterminate all the junior subs.
Right?
What? I mean, come on. Happy May the 6th, everybody. May the 6th be with you.
Yeah.
Star Wars. What was your Subway order?
I would go in and I'd be like, hey, daddy-o.
Okay.
I need to go. And I'd walk out. And I'd get a burger instead. One time I was at a football game with my dad.
Okay.
And I think I was like 7 or whatever. And I was like, I would like some paschetti from the shop here. They have little bowls of paschetti. Can I please have some paschetti, daddy? And dad was like, yeah, here's your money. He gave me like a $5 bill. I went to get my paschetti. And I was like, one paschetti, please. And they were like, oh, we don't have any Parmesan cheese left. And I was like, oh, can you just put a little bit more salt on it? And they said, okay. And then they handed me my paschetti and they were like, sorry, kid. And I was like, huh? And they were like, it's not very good. And then they were like, oh, we've only got knives left. So they didn't give me a fork. I went back with 2 plastic knives and ate my salty, cheeseless paschetti. And I was like,
can I have your saltiest, dreadest meal?
Please. What? I came back and dad was like, oh, mate.
Did they take your money?
Yeah.
No. Don't take the kid's money.
Fucked up.
Let it go and eat some different paschetti somewhere else.
No, I mean, also don't get paschetti at the football game. But,
yeah, you fucked up. But you're a child. That's when you make that mistake. You think there's only one type of spaghetti and it's good.
I was remembering today, I told Libby about this. I streamed with our friend Libtron on Twitch today.
Yep.
And I was saying to her.
Known to other people, by the way, as healthcare reporter Libby Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of our rare smart friends.
Yeah.
Who's also very funny.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue. Sorry. Just wanted to.
Oh, sorry. Are you mailing a picture of you bending down on one knee to Libby right now? Are you.
Do you think she'd say yes?
Yeah.
Yay. Ooh, I can have any woman I want.
Anyway, that dirty cunt, when we were talking to each other today, I was like, have you ever had to like chase a hat? Like in the wind.
Oh, that's so bad.
Really, really bad. And I uncovered a memory of being it. So a lot of bad things have happened to me in wildlife parks, especially. especially when my family's present.
Oh.
And so once I was chased by a wombat. And I had dropped my hat and I was trying to chase after my hat in the wind. It blew into a mud puddle and the wombat got between me and the puddle.
I don't know what episode of the podcast this is. I've lost count. How are we still discovering Demi gets chased by animal stories? How? And how are they different animals?
I know. It was a bananas in pajamas hat and it was my favorite. And I had so much bananas in pajamas stuff because, oh, this is fucked up. But when I was really little, I trained myself to like the bananas in pajamas because when I was super little, I was really scared of them. Mm. But my dad and grandma had gotten some glow-in-the-dark bananas in pajamas stickers for free and had put them on my roof. And I was like, but I'm scared of them. And they were like, the stickers were free.
But
so I had to, as I was falling asleep at night, look at my greatest fear, the menacing banana men.
Just so you know, they're here to watch. Holy fuck.
And so I had trained myself to love the bananas in pajamas. And then it became my favorite hat because I loved, it was a little Legionnaire's hat, had a flap on the back.
Yep.
It was dark blue and it had the bananas in pajamas dancing on the front.
Oh my God.
And it blew into a mud puddle and this wombat was so aggressive. I couldn't get my hat back. It, like, at one point, because it was, like, you know, like, facing me and looked really annoyed.
It's like you're cutting to the right and it's cutting to its left. So yeah. It's, like, cutting you off every time.
And, like,
you're in the football standoff.
It stepped on it once and I was like, surely not. Like, in my little baby head, I was like, you can't do that. Like, you're not, like, a guy that thought about doing that, but you did it.
You can't know that's precious to me.
You can't know that that would upset me so much.
Yeah.
But it seems like you do.
Oh, my God.
Hated that wombat.
Of course.
He's extremely cute, too. Big fat guy, fuzzy nose.
Wombats are so nice. Yeah. Except for that one, which was, of course, very nasty. I'm sorry, Danny.
Another very smackable, backable animal.
Yeah, that would be an animal that would be fun to just go to town on.
Yeah.
Going bam, 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 bam,
bam,
bam.
Let's go bongo style on this wombo.
Yeah. Open palm.
Mm-hmm.
Slapping it. Hey, let the rhythm of the wild enter you.
I will. That was the wombat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the voice of the wombat. And pigs go, hey. And I'm immediately sent back to kindergarten. What noise does the pig make, Tom? Hey. We really had high hopes for him this time. Oh, my God. All right. Well, hey, let's take a break in a little bit. And then, you know, during the break, there's going to be an ad.
Your hair looks so good right now.
Really?
Yeah, this is a really good stage of your hair like this. As long as you keep keeping it clean, this is like a really good hair for you.
So that's interesting because I was just thinking today that my hair is completely filthy and greasy.
It doesn't look greasy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to give a lot of respect to my good friend, the baseball cap, for keeping that under wraps, I think.
Should I cut your bangs tonight? Do you want me to cut your bangs?
Do I want my bangs cut? Maybe.
Do you want your bangs back?
No, I don't really mind.
All right.
I know.
I should take you back to that place that you got, like, because they did a fade on the side and it's so good.
Oh, yeah. Which place is that?
I don't fucking know. Don't yell at me like that.
You never learn a thing about me.
You're a stupid whore.
Well, at least I'm not a stupid... Wait, what did you say? I was listening. I kind of had a retort.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Locked in the chamber. Boy, I hope she didn't. In my head as I'm saying it. I hope she didn't. It sounded like this.
I'm going to go to a hypnotist and see whether they can uncover the memory.
Is it in the hypnotist? Not able to follow it with my eyes.
Yeah.
Can you swing that coin a little bit slower?
Hey, maybe swing me and keep the coin still.
Mm. Whoa.
Don't do that again.
Oh my God, you're so strong.
Oh my God, feeling you're their so arms. Strong.
It's fucking, wow.
It's Miss Trunchbull.
Wow.
Cut you by the pigtails.
Yeah, I'd be
swung all
around by her.
Shall I give you pigtails tonight? Shall I plait your hair?
No, I don't want that.
I will be doing it.
I want to, you know what I want to do?
What?
I want to go to the bottle shop. And I want to buy perhaps a 4-pack of Grifter Pale Ale or maybe Serpent's Kiss.
Serpent's Kiss is a goated beer. If you have it in your area, try the Serpent's Kiss. I know it has a watermelon on the front and you might be thinking, I don't think I want a watermelon beer, but you do.
Yeah, trust Serpent's me. Kiss and the Grifter Pale Ale from Grifter. They're just great.
Really good beer.
Yeah, I think my favorite Australian beer.
Me too. The Newtown is pretty good too.
Newtown is good. Newtown is more widely available, I'd say, but I would take Grifter
the
over
goat.
The yep. Young Henry's Newtowner every time.
Grifter is the goat.
Grifter is the goat. Well, let's take a break here, and then we'll be back for more Big Soft Titty.png right after this. Is that okay with you?
Can I say one thing first?
You're allowed.
A little while ago, I was talking to my friend. His name was also Tom, but we lived in Adelaide together. He had the stinkiest shoes, but we were doing...
Okay, we're going to need to pump the brakes and dwell on the shoes for a bit.
He had extremely stinky shoes and he didn't wear socks and he only had like the one pair of like, you know, like the slip-on canvas shoes that you get for like $7 at Kmart.
Yeah, dude, those things.
Disgusting.
Reek.
Disgusting, and he never wore socks.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up so bad. I now live a life where I if I'm traveling, I am super conscious of how bad my shoes stink.
Yeah.
Because I end up like fucking walking and taking public transport and I'm like a sweaty fucking guy. Well,
that's why I usually wear like my Crocs or my slides when I'm traveling because it's like I'll wear socks initially just in case it's cold. I'll bring spare socks. But the slides, then you just like your feet are out in the air and it's fine.
Yeah, slides is that and also wearing the slides and taking off slides – much less offensive than wearing shoes and then taking off the shoes
because then you've also got like the slight moisture of your sock.
You've been fucking incubating that. You've been fucking microwaving your foot this whole time.
Your don't foot's going to hatch into a damn chicken know. Baby.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, his name was Tom. I remember a couple of years ago, Craig Egan, the Adelaide comedy like promoter, texted me and was like, do you want to come back and do a show with Tom? And I was like, which Tom? And he was like, Tom, gay Tom, gay Tom. He sent the message gay Tom twice. And I was like, I remember gay Tom. Thank you, Craig.
Now, the man has a last name, I assume.
He does, yeah.
It's probably not. I would assume it's not that common that it wouldn't be helpful as an identifier.
No. But, yeah, he chose to say gay Tom. Anyway, yep. I was, like, sitting in Emo Park in Adelaide doing, like, cryptid crosswords with gay Tom.
Okay.
And he, like, we were, like, kind of quiet and we were, like, drinking, like, juices or whatever. And then he looked over and he was like, people who used to say gaybo were the gayest gaybos. Like, went back to his crosswords.
Jesus Christ.
But I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
That's like a dumb fuck Zen Cohen.
Yeah. Really strange.
Really strange. Emo Park, by the way, in Adelaide is, well, you've already figured it out, listener. But I just wanted to dwell on, I guess they are still around, but the place in your city or town where the emos or goths congregated.
Yeah.
Boy, was that fun when you worked out where that was and you could kind of go there as a teen and just look at them.
So good.
And be like, you know, just a little bit like, wow.
It's a little zoo, like, basically in Adelaide.
It is. And, like, how, I don't know, amazed I was at the very idea of people putting in that much effort. Like, I couldn't work out how you end up looking like that.
I get what you're saying, yeah. I know exactly
what
you're
saying. How do you have the
time? Crazy thing, well, do you know why there's still such a huge amount of emos in Adelaide?
Why? I mean,
it's Adelaide.
Like, yeah, shit travels there way slower. They're still in like.
It's not just that. 2006. There's nothing else to do. You've got a lot of time to dress up like an emo and go.
You
to emo
can park. Still like. Do you think you still have the time to like cultivate scene hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Hang on. I'm just gonna Google emo park.
Are you gonna add Adelaide or are you?
I'm gonna try just emo park. Oh, it's autofilled Adelaide. Oh my god. Oh my god.
What?
Okay. City Mag, this is from the 2nd of June 2022, from City Mag in daily.com.au. The bleeding hearts of Emo Park.
Oh, come on.
Emo Park is actually two opposing parks north of Grenfell Street. They make up half of the larger Mukata Hindmarsh Square area.
Mm-hmm.
Fact, it's called Emo Park because it's the most depressing place in Adelaide.
Okay. I do not think that that is true.
That's so funny. I like, because we always used to like, nobody ever like came out with a thing that's like, this is Emo Park. Just every single teen in Adelaide knew that it was Emo Park.
Well, yeah, because you look at it and wouldn't you know it, there they are.
Yeah, but I think it was also because it was just like a really stupid park that had like that squishy material that sometimes is on like the floor of kids' playgrounds. And then it has like a giant fish skeleton, like a weird
public sculpture.
It has weird public sculptures, a couple of like a weird hollow beach ball, a big fish skeleton and like a fake tap coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
Really fucking strange. Emo Park was lovely. I think I've told you this before.
Mm.
Not sure whether I've said it on the podcast though. My friend Rebecca was being attacked. It was like this girl who we knew who had made like racist comments against my friend Rebecca on the internet and then found her in public and came up and grabbed her by the hair.
God damn.
And was like punching her. And I went, hey, stop it. And she was like, or what? And I was like, or I'll throw up on you. And I started going, walking towards her. And she was like, oh, and then let her go.
All right, we'll be back with more Big Soft Titty right after this.
See you in a minute.
In Sydney, the emos used to congregate over at Town Hall Steps.
Yeah, Steps are a goated emo place to sit.
So good because you get all the different levels.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to worry about sitting in a circle or anything because everyone has access to everyone else.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Within reason?
Within reason. But yeah, that was always a great place to go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All those emo kids just being like, oh, let's all suck each other off because we're emos. You're like, I mean, you don't have to.
I remember in uni, the other, like, there was a little patch of green at uni that had a, it was where the circus people always hung out. There was a circus society at
Slacklining or?
No, like juggling and doing flips. So you'd like walk by there and there would be the palest man in the world hefting a woman over his head and into a handstand and then like doing like proper cheerleading style shit. And then to the right of him, a somehow even paler man doing like staff twirling.
Oh, fuck. That's
doing
so
like
good.
The poi stuff, you know, the fucking fire twirling, but they're not on fire. So it's just a guy kind of swinging some stuff around.
Do you remember when we were at Woodford one year and we saw a girl absolutely like gronked out of her fucking mind on I do not know what, and she was using the balls. Are they poi as well?
Yeah, I don't know, but
fucking
yes.
Conked herself in the back of the head.
God, that was good.
One of the best moments of my life.
I think that was the same trip. I can't remember. I think that was the trip that I saw a guy get himself in the nuts and no one else was around.
Oh, that's so devastating.
And I was like, I was like looking left and right, trying to grab the
Finding
eyes of strangers.
Friend. Even make a friend.
Yeah,
so
dude.
That they can share it with you.
I need you all to know what just happened.
Like, New Year's sucked at Woodford and I'm glad that we don't do those gigs anymore. But you saw some pretty spectacular stuff.
Yeah, the downside was that, as with all festivals, after the first 6 hours, I just feel like I'm trapped in a mall.
And
so it's like,
yeah, and you're so dirty.
And you're so dirty. You're so smelly. And the showers there remove maybe like 1 point of dirt damage.
Yeah.
And then like if you don't escape there immediately, they add two
they
points
add poison
back on.
Damage. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's all so bad.
Big fucking lizard though. Remember him?
Oh.
Big fucking goanna. That, yeah. I remember seeing it the year before when you weren't with me and I was like, well, surely the goanna won't be here again, and it fucking was,
lizards
and it was
so
huge.
Cool.
I love lizards. Mm. I don't want one. They stink like dink, but I like. Yeah. We also look like we would have a lizard.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but true.
Would you rather have a lizard or a snake?
Lizard.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Snake is... I don't think I'm ready to be convicted of drug dealing enough to have a snake.
Okay. But you know? Maybe a little one?
I don't know. How little are we talking? Because at some
carpet
point
carpet python.
How big is a carpet python?
Quite small. It's like
can you show me in like a
probably
can
like
hold
about
up hands?
Like that, but like their heads are like that big and their bodies only get about that thick.
So I'd say that Demi just held up her hands in like a
Drumstick, like a playing, like if you were playing the drums, like a drumstick, if you flattened it out.
Like this big. Like
ish,
like the
yeah.
amount that like someone would hold up a fish in a profile picture.
Yeah.
You know, like that we're starting at the lowest
acceptable amount.
But it is
not a fish. Okay. Same amount of legs.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a fish. Do not put it in the water unless it likes it.
Might like it.
But I think they both stink as much as each other.
Mm.
We have the perfect pet.
Yeah, we like our pet. Norm, who we let shit in a box, and then we get to clean up the shit, not to mention the piss.
Yeah.
And, hey, I know
barely
we said this.
Barely even eat any of it.
Barely even get to.
Yep.
Once I've had my way.
Wow, you're so quick.
Do you want to talk about the, speaking of me eating things.
Do you want to?
Yeah. You should put me on blast for
okay,
it.
Okay, so I had a friend over last night, Cassie Workman, wonderful comedian. We were watching horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Hereditary, amazing movie. And I made us all tacos. Mm. It was lovely. And then we were sitting down and I was like, Cassie, let's have some ice cream. When we got COVID, Hing in an extremely hing move, sent us a message, do you need an ice cream party cake? And I, thinking he was joking, said, can we have two?
Mm.
And he brought us two ice cream party cakes.
Did you know that this is something he's done to all of his close friends when they've had COVID?
That is, I only knew that he had also done it to Dave, that he got the COVID cake as well.
I think he's done it to multiple other people.
That's fucked.
I only know because, like, on Free to a Good Home, he brought up that he wasn't able to do it to Ben because he was out of the country. He was, like, in a different city when Ben had COVID.
That's so funny.
But just,
Why does he do anything?
I don't know. But it is interesting learning. It's like when you get a cat and you have to learn that it's sitting down and, like, facing away from you means it loves you.
Mm-hmm.
This is an expression of great affection from the Michael Hing.
Yes.
You know?
Because he did knock on our door, leave the cakes there, run away so he wouldn't be anywhere near us, and then send a message to us saying, they're melting. Thank you, Hing.
Thank you, Hing. I love him, dude. He's the
I
best.
I love him so much. He's the best.
Check it out. He's got a taping in Sydney.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, so I went to get one of the cakes out of the fridge and was like, that's quite light. Opened it up and there was charitably a mouthful and a half left of an entire ice cream cake.
Demi had not had the cake.
I hadn't had any of the cake.
But it had been in the house for several days. So, who's to say?
Who is to say?
Hmm?
Oh, me? You're a monster.
Yeah, I know. But it was fun to
Yummy cake.
Yeah, it is good.
They're good at it.
Mm.
Cadbury. I think it's Cadbury. Good. Good. I mean, good ice cream because it's not really a cake, but
lovely, yum. Ice cream.
Sprinkles on them.
Yeah, I could probably do without the tiny, hard Freddo frogs that are scattered throughout, the Freddo frog heads.
Though it seems like you could do with them because there weren't any in the mouthful that I had.
Well, it was only polite to eat the heads.
Yeah. So you got the heads.
Oh, man, I'm going to go downstairs and destroy that second cake.
You better fucking not.
I'm going to do it.
Quarter of it's gone.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're so inconsiderate.
I am, and I don't mean to be. I'm trying to be a better woman.
Well, it's not working.
I'm going to work on it leading up to when we get married. Ooh, I think we should get a face painter at the wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
We should get one face painter that does, like, you know, tigers and, like, Navi or whatever,
yep.
And another one that does, like, gashes on your head.
I'm really glad you said gashes and wounds because I was like, is Timmy going to let people choose what race they are?
Well.
No, I like that. Just get a horror effects makeup or tiger paint.
Well, because we can talk to, like, I forget what you call it, but they're people who are, like, studying effects makeup. And we can be like, do you want to come and, like, we'll pay you, but you can expand your portfolio and do, like, gashes and shit on people's faces at our wedding.
That's cool.
And then we have another person that's just like, just do face paint. Make me Spider-Man.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
You love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, he's my friend. When I'm sleeping, he'll be inside of my dream and he'll say, I'm so happy that I'm your friend.
Is it going to create panic when, like, the
Spider-Man comes back?
Yeah, when Spider-Man comes
I'll be
back.
So excited. If I could speak to my friend Spider-Man because he knows exactly what to say whenever I'm sad.
Is it going to create panic when, like, a bunch of bloodied, wounded people spill out from our wedding venue and into the street?
It's fucking Newtown.
Forget it, babe.
Literally the other day, I walked past Guzman y Gomez, and there was a guy dressed like a fucking zombie trying to give me flyers.
Okay.
And he was like, you'll die for these deals. And I was like, fucking get away from me. The fuck's wrong with you?
Were they for Guzman y Gomez?
Yeah.
No.
But also, it was like really good makeup. It was quite frightening. Like, fuck off. Don't really come funny. Near me.
Maybe he was freelancing.
Maybe.
Maybe he was just like, I look.
Yeah.
And anyway, now I'm.
Ugh. But yeah, we'll just be like, all right, anyway, just put a bunch of wounds on our friends.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what else we should get for the wedding?
What?
A really annoying one-man band.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? He's like stomping around. He's got the cymbals on his knees. He's like following our ugliest friends and singing about how ugly they are.
What is wrong with you? Okay, we're going to have to go through the guest list and pick them all out.
I don't think we have any ugly friends. I think all of our friends are really hot.
Okay.
And I've fucked them all.
Oh, we got some stinkers.
the...
Who do you think's our ugliest friend?
You are a psycho.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to see my mum with her face painted as, like, Neytiri.
Oh, my God. She would look so good as a tiny little
golem. She's going to have so much fun with the face painter, I think.
Yeah, definitely. The thing I'm excited for with the
wedding... I've uninvited your parents.
Oh, damn. I'll have to get on reversing that.
Mm.
The thing I'm excited for at the wedding is getting the gift registry.
Mm.
You know? Oh, boy, I can't wait to receive gifts.
Tom can't wait to be on another registry.
Go?
Huh?
Fuck yourself. I don't need that cloud out
my
here.
Skinned.
You, fuck you. Oh, my fucking God. Also, I'm not on the registry. I'm not wanted as a gift. I'm not wanted at all. I'm not wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's true. That's why I don't want to marry you.
No. Taking my hand in matrimony.
Okay.
And the rest of me you can leave on the floor.
Oh, my God. We need to get you a fucking ring.
I need to get a suit also.
Yeah, what are you going to wear? Like, what kind of suit are you going to wear to the wedding? Red!
I would look so bad in a red suit.
You would look amazing if we dressed you in, like, the suit from Beetlejuice.
Which one?
The red one, dickhead.
It's not the famous suit.
Well, we could get you the stripy one if you want. But I'm pretty sure.
You're such a cunt. The red one.
I think he wears a red suit when they're going to get married.
Whenever you've spent like, whenever you've remembered two things about high school, yeah, that's how you talk.
Yeah.
For like the next 2 hours. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think a red suit would be, I was just thinking like, I don't know.
You don't know what looks good.
Nothing. Big bikini.
Oh, big bikini.
Big, beautiful bikini.
Why don't they make tuxedo bikinis?
Yeah, I don't know. The world's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that a tuxedo, what if I just go way over the top? Just full tuxedo and
no, because you said no bits when we actually do the getting married bit.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I was kind of hoping that you might lift your game to match me.
Lift my game. I'll wear Monopoly as a hat if you need it.
Okay.
That's how devoted I am.
I'm excited to see your wedding dress.
Yeah, you haven't seen it.
No.
You're going to love it.
Good.
It's made out of the skin of your mother.
I love that stuff. I can't wait to spend more time touching it. Really running my hand over your back as we get married. Darling, darling, I simply adore this dress. Darling, you must let me try it on. And if sir would stop licking the dress. No, not done here.
What are we going to put on top of the cake? Because I was thinking that I would buy like a little Bart Simpson figurine and paint it like me, like make it pink and put a little brown wig on it.
Yeah, that's good. I think, just running through my head right now, trying to think of other cheaper ways to manufacture a demi. It's hard to think of if there's any like
could shrink me
urchin
down.
Or like a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
Some kind of little boy toy.
There's a guy.
I know that's what I am to you.
That, yeah, I mean, not little.
No. Tall. Big and strong.
Let me see.
Honestly, I think to properly illustrate our scale, do they sell like two toy sets for like the Iron Giant?
Oh, like I don't know, because I don't know that much about the Iron Giant. I was thinking neither. That I could be like a little Bart Simpson that we paint and we could get like a figurine of like Aaron Hernandez for you.
Now, I recognize the name Aaron Hernandez.
Do you?
And that's something you know from your various awful podcasts.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't want a figurine of the murderer man to represent
Yeah, he's
me.
A murderer, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
But he was a football guy too. He was like an OJ style but younger guy.
Hey, now I'm coming back around to it.
Mm.
Sounds like a stud. Well, we already have the Chris Benoit figure.
Football also, guys, Aaron Hernandez, OJ Simpson, Hey Arnold. You know?
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. I know.
The
your teeth are so pretty. You're such serious? Straight teeth.
What?
Got such lovely teeth.
Here's my counterpoint to that. I have a decent.
Here's my counterpoint.
Okay, and she's pointing at the counter of the table.
Yeah.
What if I just hadn't explained
it? I'm just. They would have known. I think you can feel that kind of joke.
I think, yeah.
What are you doing with your hand like this? Why do you look like the Terminator evil?
I'm holding out my hand flatly.
Like a knife.
Yeah.
Like knife hands. Like you're trying. Like you thinking just of run pointing so at fast. You
with all four Why? Of my fingers.
Why?
Because I want you to
point
feel
at me
the
with
power
all four fingers. You got one finger pointing back at you and it's mine.
I'm pointing more.
I am.
No.
Yeah.
I'm using all of mine.
I got my toes in.
I'm using my powers.
I got all of my toes in there.
I'm pointing my hat at you.
Don't point. No, I'm pointing my phone at you.
I'm pointing my microphone.
I'm pointing my microphone.
Now the podcast back. You're ruining the podcast. You're ruining the podcast. Okay, stand down. Stand down. Truce.
Okay.
Okay.
Stand down. I call that going to bed.
Okay. What in God's name are we talking about?
Aaron Hernandez.
Oh yeah, boy, that guy seems like a stud.
Yeah. You.
Pointed at me.
Pointing.
No,
I'm pointing more.
The God damn, what were we talking about? Don't open your mouth wide at me.
All my teeth are pointing at you at once. Wait, do you have more teeth?
Than you?
Do you have wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
Fuck off!
You're nothing compared to me.
I'm much more than you will ever know. All right, I'm about done with this.
He's so good. He's so good. Like when the writer's strike hits, and that's what all shows start sounding like.
Much more than you'll ever know.
Much more than you'll ever know.
Yeah.
Hmm? No, my top row of teeth is
perfect and beautiful.
Straight. The bottom row of teeth is where the British Bulldog genes kick in.
No, they look great.
They look like a.
They look good.
No, they yes, look they like do. A. They look like a graveyard where they buried one guy who exploded.
Oh.
And it pushed all the gravestones like. They buried one guy.
So hold on, why were there a bunch of other gravestones there before they buried the one guy?
Well, they had a bunch of other people buried there. Well,
why?
Maybe it was graveyard storage.
Are they what? Are they cave people?
Well, Demi, people have died as recently as last year.
Huh?
Oh boy.
There's apparently tubes in Adelaide that people are like living under Adelaide.
Okay.
They're living in like a secret. Like set of tunnels in Adelaide, apparently.
I can see how that would be more acceptable than living in Adelaide.
And I was like, I was looking into it and I was like, man, that would be so cool. I want to go find those cave people. And then all the stuff I read about were like, police say do not approach the cave people.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume that if someone's doing some stuff down in the cave, I'm going full, better I didn't see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's just the wind.
Adelaide needs to smarten up. Smarten up, get over it, grow up.
What? What do you now? What do you mean?
Fucking smarten up.
Are you talking about the cave people?
Just get a hold of everything, sort it out. Smarten up.
Okay.
Do right. Behave. Relax. Sit down. Be humble.
Now I'm having a nice time.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I loved learning.
You comfortable?
Yeah, I am comfortable. Well, hey, I reckon that's an episode of the podcast BigSoftTeeter.png. Don't you think, Demi?
Uh huh.
What have you got in your glass?
Vodka.
Oh, you're drinking vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Just straight vodka, huh?
I like it. It makes me feel Russian.
Mm. It's like, you'd want that. Interesting.
What? Huh?
Most interesting, actually, that you would want to feel Russian in this day and age.
Well, life moves pretty fast. If you don't rush along with it, you might get left behind.
Whoa. You craned me for that one, didn't you? Just
goodbye.
Editor's note, a reference to the phrase, you crazy for that one. All right, bye.